You're listening to Room 208 Podcast, May 12th, 2006. And this week, we have student news, word of the week, mail corner, Elizabeth's Ark, weird fact of the week, and we have a new corner for you called Amazing Animals Around the World. Well, here it is. This week we started to do NWEAs. NWEA stands for Northwest Evaluation Assessment. We take these tests on a computer. The first test we took was math, which had 52 questions. The next test we took was reading, which had 42 questions. The other test we didn't take yet was our science and language arts. Our computer teacher, Mrs. Oak, says that if we slow down 5 minutes, our score will most likely go up by at least 10 points. During our test, we can go to the bathroom, get a drink, or take a break. This helps our brains recharge. We hope these NWEAs will have improved scores since last fall.
Last week, Mr. Sprinkle had a kidney stone. Therefore, we had a substitute for the whole week. He is now back in school, and he did not even need to have surgery. It went away by itself, and we are happy about that. When he was gone, we missed him, and we wished that he was here.
Almost every week, Mr. S does something called Spam of the Week. He does it so we will become critical readers and realize the dangers of giving out your email address and other personal information online. Spam is sometimes when someone tries to trick you into giving out your personal information like your full name, credit card number, and email address. You can also get spam that tries to trick you into clicking on a file that will give you your computer a virus. That's what spam is.
The last few weeks, the fourths have been doing Stars for Broadway. The songs we have learned are Green Eggs and Ham, Give My Regards to Broadway, they're playing my song. Each fourth grade class is doing a class number. Ours is The Wizard of Oz. In it we sing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. While the fourth graders were doing Stars for Broadway, the third graders were learning songs for the concert on their recorders. First, we play Mississippi Hot Dog, and then we play a medley with Merrily We Roll Along, Hot Cross Buns, Au Clair de la Lune, and then we play Merrily We Roll Along again. After we play the medley, we play Lightly Row, then we play Ode to Joy, and after that, we sing This Is My Country, then we play it, then we sing the last part of This Is My Country. And the last song we play is Etude, and that is what we've done in music lately.
Lastly, we are going back to USM to present for MLTI. MLTI stands for Maine Learning Technology Initiative. This time, the whole class is coming with us. We are going to present for kids in middle school and adults. Some things we are going to do to prepare are seeing what groups we're going to keep and what groups we're going to leave behind. That is what we're going to do at MLTI.
Hi, I'm Cassidy with the Word of the Week, and the Word of the Week this week is anticipate. I'm going to be asking some people what they think the word anticipate means. What do you think the word anticipate means?
I think the word anticipated means out of control.
I think the word anticipating means helping.
I think the word anticipating means joining something.
I think anticipate means joining something.
What do you think the word anticipate means?
I think it means that you didn't participate in like a contest or something like that.
I think it means kind of like to participate in something.
What the word anticipate really means is to predict and expect. Here is the word anticipate in a sentence. The girl anticipated that it would rain tomorrow. My name's Cassidy, and that was the word of the week.
Hi, I'm Sage.
And I'm Mark with Mail Corner.
Sorry we haven't been here in a while,
but we have a lot of letters for you today.
Our first letter is from Carrie Salvo. Hi, Bob and fourth grade podcasters. I just want to send you a personal thanks to you for presenting podcasting workshop at the Student Summit this year. We really appreciated your efforts. You should have received a formal thank you note from the Westbrook students as well. We have finished compiling evaluation data, and I wanted to share the results with you. 13 people evaluated your session. On the survey that said, do you agree with this statement? The workshop I attended during session 1 will help me with my service learning at home or in the future. 62% strongly agreed, 31% agreed, and 8% disagreed. The other survey was the workshop I attended during session 1 was interactive and fun. 58% strongly agreed and 42% agreed. I hope you all had a great time. 2 people said podcasting was great. Under the best things about the summit were also thanks for competing the presenter evaluation. It is important for us to make the experience as good for presenters as it is for participants. Thanks again, Carrie.
Another letter is from Wes Fryer. He said, hey Bob, I've been here in El Paso and shared another presentation on blogging and podcasting, and I played your students' recent video podcast. We brainstormed responses about what we learned from your kids. The things the teachers observed. This was a group of 40 teachers, principals, librarians, and district administrators. Your students asked for feedback, so here is ours. We loved it. Please keep up the great work. Response to our 208 video podcast. Brainstorming, engaging, expressive, higher order of learning, taking ownership of the process, student initiative, teacher as facilitator, very interactive, lots of conversation, very articulate. Learning technical knowledge was seamless. Technology was not the point. Empowering, problem solving, collaborating, working as a team, very proud of the work, organizing themselves. Conflict resolution, critical thinking skills, experience in public speaking. This is not faked. Thank you, Wes Fryer, for all those comments.
And our last one is from Curtis Borg. He wrote, I just followed a link from Wes Fryer's blog and watched your podcast on podcasting. It's so great. I sent it around to other teachers I know. I'd also like to show it to other teachers who are interested in podcasting in schools. I work in New York City, and the last 2 years I've been working with teachers to use more technology in their classrooms. Things here in New York are a bit different from Wells, Maine, but I'd really like to get New York up to the level of Wells podcasting. Have a great end of the school year. Curtis Borg.
Thanks for all those letters and comments. You can email us at room28podcast@gmail.com. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Weird Fact of the Week. It's great to be back. We've got something new on our shows. It's a Ripley's Guessing Game. We will probably have another one every 2 Weird Fact of the Weeks. Here it is.
Now here's the guessing game. When his army complained about being put overseas, the army captain said, "I'd rather be here than be President of the United States." That soon-to-be president's name was A. John F. Kennedy, B. Harry S. Truman, or C. Dwight D. Eisenhower. I will give you the answer at the end of the show, so keep listening.
Now, here's some weird facts. James Scott of Australia got lost in a blizzard and survived for almost 2 months with only 2 candy bars for food.
Moses Carleton, a wealthy shipper from Wisconsin, Maine, threw a golden ring into the Sheepscot River and said, "There's a better chance of me dying a poor man than finding that ring." Then Carleton found the ring and a fish served to him at a restaurant. Later, President Madison put an embargo on all American ships, so Carleton lost his fortune and died a poor man.
In 1946, a family from Hawaii survived a tsunami which lifted their house 200 feet and put it down right in the middle of a field with the family's breakfast still cooking on the stove.
Larry Walters from California got a chair attached more than 40 helium balloons to it, got a radio, a soda, and a pellet gun, and floated about 3 miles in the air. A few hours later, he got cold and shot a few of the balloons with his gun and went slowly to Earth again.
A newborn blue whale can weigh up to 3 tons and gains weight at a speed up to 10 pounds an hour.
Hi, I hope you enjoyed our weird fact of the week. By the way, the answer to the guessing game was B, Harry Truman. If you liked the weird fact guessing game, email us at room208podcast@gmail.com. I hope you like it. Remember, weird fact of the week is all about truth, fun, and weirdness.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Sark. We have some great animals this week, a dog named Daisy, a cat named Minnie, and a gerbil named Mario. Here they are. First there is a dog named Daisy. She's a 2-year-old foxhound. Her previous family surrendered her to the shelter because they did not have enough time for her. She was then adopted but returned because her new family was not a good match. Now she's looking for her forever home where she can settle in. She may chase cats at first, but she can grow accustomed to them. Her and other dogs do well together after the proper introduction. She might be a little shy and nervous, so she would prefer her to live with kids over the age of 10 who are quiet and respectful. She does appear to be house-trained and would benefit from basic obedience lessons to help with confidence building and socialization. The shelter staff says she's a very nice dog that will be a great companion after she builds her confidence up a bit. Please visit her soon. Now we have a cat named Minnie. She's young and spunky with quite an independent streak. She was surrendered because she had kittens. Her kittens have found homes, but she is still there. She needs a place where she can relax inside and lay in the sun all day long. She likes to keep her fur prim and proper, so she doesn't enjoy a lot of handling. Yeah, if you know what I mean. Anyway, she doesn't particularly like dogs. She could be the diamond in your eye if you just give her a chance and open your home to her. Hope you can come soon. Now we have Mario. He is an adult male gerbil with tan fur. The shelter took him in because he was abandoned and needed a place to go. He hears that he can find a new family that will adopt him and bring him to a home that's really cool. Gerbils can make wonderful pets and can become very friendly after lots of gentle handling. He knows that he can be a great member of your family. Whoa, don't those animals sound like they'd be great pets? If one sounds just right for you, call the AWS between 11:30 and 4:30 at 207-985-3244 or visit their website at www.animalwelfaresociety.com. This was Elizabeth with Elizabeth Sark. Bye.
Amazing animals around the world.
Hi, this is a new corner called Amazing Animals Around the World, hosted by
Ashley
and Emily.
This week we picked the
Komodo dragon. Here are some facts about the Komodo dragon.
The Komodo dragon lives on the island of Komodo in Indonesia and three others. The three other islands are Rinchia, Padar, and Flores.
The next fact is the Komodo dragon can grow to 10 feet and sometimes 11 feet. Also, Komodo dragons can weigh 250 to 300 pounds.
Now we have two interesting facts. Here's the first interesting fact. Komodo dragon scales are very rough and bumpy and look like armor.
Here's the next and last interesting fact. Komodo dragons use their tails to help them balance while walking.
Hope you like learning about the Komodo dragon. We got all these facts from books. Next week, we have a special animal, so listen and you will hear about it.
Don't forget,
I'm Ashley.
And I'm Emily. And this corner is
Amazing Animals Around the World.
Wow, that was a great show. I liked the new show called Amazing Animals Around the World. I hope you did too. You can hear more podcasts at www.bobsprankle.com.
Some of the music provided today came from the Pod Show Pod Save Music Network. Check it out at musicpodshow.com.